A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Chaf Dalet, Shavuos 24b, pagination is 48. We're going to start just above halfway on the page. Maybe one can interpret it as one third of the way down. You'll see a two dots, and then at the end of the line, Masiv Rava, Berei Derabba. Our topic is Isser Chal al Isser or Ein Isser Chal al Isser, whether one prohibition can apply when there already is a different prohibition in place. So if you have an item that's prohibited because of a specific reason, perhaps it's non-kosher food, and then either the person makes an oath not to eat it, or Yom HaKippurim comes along, and because it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat it, and the person went ahead and ate it. How many violations, with whatever ramifications it'll be, whether it's two or one, but just the facts, how many violations is it? Did the second apply or not? So I'd like to spend a moment on terminology. We have a concept, a phrase, Isser haba me'elav, a prohibition that comes on its own. And Yom Kippur would be an example of that. The item was prohibited from before, from Torah law, and now a new prohibition is coming along, an Isser ba me'elav, a prohibition that's coming on its own, like Yom Kippur. You had nothing to do with it. There's a different term, which is me'atzmo, an Isser that's coming because of your deed. And that's when the person made a shavua, an oath, not to eat the item. Now, in order for the second prohibition to apply, it has to be expansive in some way. It could be expansive in that it is kolel, it includes, it opens its arms wide, so to speak, and not only includes the item that was already prohibited, but also includes additional things. In Hebrew, af devarim hamutarim, also things that were permitted, such as Yom Kippur, which includes, in the Rambam's words, temorim, dates, an item that's permitted until now that became prohibited because it's an Isser Kolel, it's including more things. And because it includes more things, migu, since it's going to apply for those other things, so it also adds prohibition to the item that was already prohibited. You could have a different concept called Isser Mosif, a prohibition that is increasing. It's increasing in the intensity of the prohibition. It's also changing something, but it's not changing by broadening the prohibition. It's changing by increasing the level of prohibition on the item itself. If you have a piece of meat that's destined for the Mizbeach, a piece of fat, whatever it is that's designated, it's already prohibited for a person to eat, but now it becomes nosar. It expired in the amount of time that was allotted to bring it to the Mizbeach, and now it cannot even be used for the Mizbeach. So that's an Isser Mosif. It added on to the intensity of the prohibition. And once again, we're going to discuss Isser Chal al Isser. It's not just same old, another prohibition, just like the first one. It's a different, greater prohibition in some way. And that would also be an indicator that perhaps it will take effect. Let's take a look at this Gemara, again, one line after the two dots. Yesh ochel achila achas. It's possible for a person to be eating one eating, says Rashi, one kezayis, one portion. V'chayiv aleha arba chataos v'osham echad. And he's going to be in violation of four chatas type atonements and one osham type atonements. Atonement. For our purposes, five violations. And the statement is introducing the five violations as shogeg, as being done by mistake, and therefore it's a question of how many karbanos of atonement he will have to bring. Ve'elohein, and this is the case. Tamei, a person who is ritually impure, sha'ochal chelev, that's eating a fat of the animal that he normally would not be allowed to eat anyway. V'hu nosar, and this fat happens to be nosar, meaning it was from a kodesh karban, and it expired so that it's prohibited even to the mizbeach. Min ha-mukdashim b'yom ha-kippurim, and it's from kodesh, and it's on Yom Kippur. Let's look at Rashi, who explains these five prohibitions. If you'll look at the Rashis as the lines expand beneath the Gemara, drop down about 10 lines into the Rashis of those medium-wide lines. In the beginning of the line, Vahanu kulu iser chal al iser ninhu. These five prohibitions that the Gemara just presented are all examples of Isser, one prohibition, Chalal Isser taking effect, even though there was already a prohibition in place. O Ayyidei Kolel, either it's happening because it's more inclusive in what we're prohibiting, O Ayyidei Mosif, or because it's increasing the intensity of the prohibition on this item. Again, the idea here would be that ein iser chalal iser, a regular prohibition, cannot just add prohibition to something that was already prohibited. If a person makes an oath not to eat this very food, and then makes a second oath not to eat the same very food without increasing anything in any way, the working assumption here is that that's not going to create two prohibitions. That's only one. We had this earlier, that if a person is already mushba va'omed mihar Sinai, it's already prohibited from Har Sinai, what are you adding by making the oath? That's not going to be an additional need for atonement. We have an issue that he made an oath that's meaningless, but that's a separate discussion. If he used Hashem's name, whatever. Says Rashi, here are the five. Sha'rei mishenolda ha-behema ne'eser chelba. From birth, the animal's fat is prohibited to you to eat, no matter what happens, even if it's shecht nicely. That's the part that we treber out, that we remove. Akdesha, then he made it kodesh. Migu dechal isur mukdashim abasar va'ar. Since the kodesh, making it holy, affects the meat and the hide, which were until now permitted, chalnami achelev hare kolel. That's an example of kolel, that it's including additional items. Havale nosar, then it became expired. Until now it was permitted at least to the Mizbeach to be brought. Now it's prohibited because it's expired even to the Mizbeach. On the next line, Itosef nami ligabe gavra mishum nosar. So the prohibition is going to add to the person because of nosar. He's not going to be allowed to eat it for an additional reason. Normally the word nosar in simple cases is the part of the animal that he was allowed to eat. But now we're discussing that even on the part that he's not allowed to eat, the prohibition of Nosar, will add a reason of violation. Hare Mosif, that's an example of Mosif, because the chel of the fat was already prohibited, but now it's prohibited in a greater intensity regarding the Mizbeach as well. Itma Gavra, now, if the person becomes Tameh, Migud Itzar Gavra Bekodshem HaNe'echolim Mishum Toma, since this person is prohibited in Kodesh things, holy things, which would have been edible to him, but now they're not because he's Tameh. It's Inami Bahai Chelev Mishum Tuma Hare Kolel. That's an example of Kolel, since it included other things that were until now permitted, so it's going to add a prohibition to this thing that's already prohibited. Havala Yom HaKippurim, and if you say that it's Yom Kippur as well, then Migud Itzar Af Bechula Mishum Yom HaKippurim, since it includes even regular food, becomes prohibited because of Yom Kippur. Itzar Nami Bahai Mishum Yom HaKippurim, that's an example of Kolel, that it's including things that were until now permitted. So again, we have a list over here. Chelev, it's the prohibited fat. Mukdashim, it's holy, which adds on to the rest of the animals, so therefore it increases the prohibition that the fat is viewed with. It became Nosar, which includes plenty of intensity in that until now it would have been permitted to the Mizbeach, and now it's not. If the man is Tameh, so then he's prohibited in other Kodesh, and now he's going to view this Chelev as additionally prohibited. And if it's Yom Kippur, then it applied to other foods, and therefore it will apply to this food as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.